triticale is a cereal crop that's raising attention as a versatile forage for the Dakotas. Triticale is a cross between wheat and rye, which can be a winter annual, spring annual, or a combination of the two called facultative. Trevor DeHaan with Milborn Seeds in Rapid City explains the agronomics of triticale.
It'll break dormancy once it warms up in the spring, slightly later than rye, but it would break dormancy earlier than wheat. So we'd be looking at kind of, you know, as you're taking it for hay or silage or grazing, you're wanting to do that either right before we see that head break loose, which would be, you know, around flag leaf, or if you're taking it for silage, probably once you see that mature seed head come, we're going to take it, you know, at the soft dough or milk stage of that seed.
Winter triticale is planted in September and October and is harvested in April or May. Yield potential is anywhere from 4 to 8 tons dry matter per acre, depending on location and moisture. And its nutrient quality is high.
It can be about as good as you can get in terms of a protein content there, anywhere from 10 to 15% crude protein, depending on when you harvest it and the year that you're having. And
seed availability of triticale is fairly widespread, but DeHaan urges growers to consider the newer genetics, some which may be beardless.
Not only are they new genetics that have excellent yield potential and a good disease package and everything like that, but really it gives that beardless aspect gives you the flexibility, especially when you get to springtime, to decide what are your goals and what do you need.
Planting time for winter triticale is nearly here, and growers looking for new options in annual forages should take a hard look at triticale. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.